Democrats want to diversify. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Democrats vote to remove Iowa as the leadoff state in the presidential nominating calendar starting in 2024 and replace it with South Carolina. The DNC's rulemaking committee approved the schedule on Friday.
The shakeup followed a recommendation from President Biden to diversify the early primary states. Democrats will hold contests in South Carolina before New Hampshire and Nevada, then Georgia and Michigan. Iowa has held a first-in-the-nation caucus since 1972. New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary has been held since 1920. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The full DNC must still approve the change. Republicans pick up another seat in the House as California's John Duarte wins in a new district. Democrat Adam Gray conceded Friday night, and Duarte pledging to be a bipartisan champion. Republicans now have 221 seats for next year, Democrats 213, with one race in Colorado headed for a recount. Houston's police make an arrest in last month's police shooting, rather shooting, of a rapper Takeoff. It happened at a dice game gone wrong outside a bowling alley.
I can tell you that Takeoff was not involved in playing in the dice game. He was not involved in the argument that happened outside. He was not armed.
Police Sergeant Michael Burrell says they charged 33-year-old Patrick Xavier Clark with murder. Nearly 3 weeks have passed since someone killed four college students in Idaho, and still no arrest and lots of questions. Police posted on Facebook that people are speculating so much about the stabbing deaths that it's stoking community fears. And Jacob DeGrom says goodbye to the New York Mets, the Rangers signing the two-time Cy Young Award winner to a five-year, $185 million deal. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Pentagon unveils its first new bomber aircraft in more than 30 years, the B-21 Raider. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says this is not your father's bomber.
50 years of advances in low observable technology have gone into this aircraft. And even the most sophisticated air defense systems will struggle to detect a B-21 in the sky.
The new stealth bomber is designed to keep China in check. Lawmakers sounding the alarm about TikTok and its impact on U.S. elections.
Videos flooded TikTok in the run-up to the midterm election. Forbes reports these TikTok accounts run by the propaganda arm of the Chinese government have millions of followers, and the videos have tens of millions of views. TikTok says it is working to clearly label these videos. Quote, "We plan to introduce our state-controlled media policy and corresponding labels globally next year. The global rollout will include China state media." China weaponizing TikTok is just one thing Washington is worried about. The Biden administration says China's threat is growing bigger as the country uses its tech influence as a military strategy.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. A judge in an Indiana double murder case orders all the parties involved to keep quiet.
Carroll County Judge Francis Gull Friday issued an order granting the state's motion for a gag order in the Richard Allen case. This comes one day after attorneys for Allen issued a press release speaking out against the evidence presented by the recently released probable cause affidavit. Prosecutors had been seeking a gag order barring Allen, attorneys, law enforcement, and even family members from public communication. This comes as the defense is seeking a change in venue because of what they call extensive media attention in the case. Allen arrested 5 years after the murders of two teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow gained 35 points. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.